Any idea I run by you?
When you're calculating, you're always from a standpoint. These ideas that you're giving are always prescribed. The reason it's challenging to give it to us is that we don't have a dog in your fight, meaning we know it's bullshit, and we can pet you and say, oh, that's the prettiest little shit I've ever seen, you little shit, bless you little shit ass, you little shit ass, bless you little. We can love you up all the way through that, but it's still just shit at the end, it's dung, stool at the end of the day. So you can play with it just any way you want to, and we'll play with you because we adore you already. We'll do what you want to do, but a bunch of shit's what it is. So,
yeah, it's I think this is what is difficult on the show. People make statements. Often they try to analyze matter, and they'll bring up whatever they heard I talked about.
They pretend to be smart or think they're trying to impress you, that they know what a zeitgeist is or an Android meme is or some McLuhan-esque thought could be.
Right.
Or something Gail Zappa shit out of her nasty little butt one day that you're supposed to praise eternally and love forever. It's about like trying to love up Yoko Ono. It's like, what's the point? Even if you could, there ain't much there to work with, you see. But anyhow, once that's all done, well, the White Album was good, but minus the White Album, there really wasn't much use of it at all. But minus that, as far as the mongering muse mimes, that's what it does. If it brings you bliss, okay, fine, follow that bliss. But after a little while, it's all withery and dry, and I guess even a breeze does blow through Death Valley now and again, doesn't it?
Okay, just a minute. Yeah, muse mongering something. It seems that any ideas we run by you.
It sounds funny when you say it, Bob. We're all serious, and it seems funny when you say it.
You're so full of yourself. You think what you say it sounds beautiful. Anybody else says what you say, you start laughing. Yeah, okay. Okay, look, it's hard. You're not impressed with any sequence of thought or any sequence of ideas. So what would you like us to discuss with you?
The sequence of thought is fun, but you got to realize it's a sequence of thought. It's kind of like, okay, tell us again how to separate ourselves from our power. If we were to be, we're God and we're less than, how do we do that? Okay, I just shot the biggest load I've ever shot in my life. Tell me how to get it back into my penis. How do I get it back? How do I get it back? Let's undo it. Let's talk about it. No, let's think about it. Let's have an idea. Let's have a thought. Let's have an unorgasm. How do we de-orgasm the space? And do we put it back in a condom, or do we hold it in a condom until we're ready to take it back? Or let's talk about it. No, it's an idea. It's an idea. Let's think about this. So we can take the sperm and we can have it shot it back into it. But no, it doesn't go in the same place. Back into the same place. But then you would just piss it back out, so you can't really do that. No, that's a bad idea. Okay, let's see another idea. I guess there's a lot of protein in it. You could be a swallower, and you could swallow it. And I guess that goes back. Then it doesn't go to the same place. Then the spirochetes get excited because you're giving them some jizz, so it's spirochete jizz. The monkeys. That was the monkeys. That was the Desmond.
Okay.
See, so when you kind of go with that, you kind of go, well, that's the stupidest thing we ever seen. Well, most of the things that are idea-based are as intelligent as having de-sperming in a situation, you see, because it's after a while. That doesn't even make any sense. How do you get that from here? And if you got there, how would you get it back? Well, you can't even get there, so you certainly can't get it back. So it's like, boy, howdy, okay, boy, that was a white-knuckle flight for us, too. I guess climbing the hill is worth riding the roller coaster, but sometimes it's a long slide down the abyss, Bob.
Okay, so I brought up stupid ideas. You can do a nice, funny rant. That's pleasant. Not try to get any meaning or any conclusion of knowledge out of it. It's irrelevant to the ascension, but we're doing it. Is there anything you would like us to talk about that you could take seriously?
There's a million things. How is
like
DNA
name two.
Changes?
Name two things.
DNA. RNA, DNA.
Okay, let's
DNA.
talk about
that till blue. Till you talk to your blue.
Okay, you let's try it.
And you can
say
blue. We can call you Papa Smurf. It'll be good.
Okay. You ready? Do I need to look up some erroneous information that science has decided on the DNA and then relate it to the RNA, or do I just ask you what's important about the relationship between the DNA and RNA that we haven't talked about yet? Does that give you something to work with?
It's perfect. Here's what happens. the basis of all these transmordial soup stuff is not even that. It's a simpler thing than that. What it is, it's the baseline that you build off of, or anything that affects the amino acid shift. The only reason we're having this conversation, we haven't said this before, by the way, so it's a pretty good topic. Oh, wait, it's our damn topic. We came up with the topic. So now all we have to do is we have to come up with a thing that's interesting that we want to talk about, that we want to tell you that you didn't know we needed to tell you, yeah. That you should have known already and would have already asked if you hadn't been thinking about what to ask and going from there. So it's okay. Is there, it's like wishing for more wishes when you get the genie to come out of the lamp, but that's okay. That's not a problem. It's all right. So the shift between what the soup, primordial soup that DNA, RNA affects is, we're starting to say DNA again. Remember, it was all RNA. Now we're starting to say DNA because other than the baby daddy, it didn't have a function before. But now you're fixing to start having such broad positions that RNA is going to change that it will make new markers in the DNA, which they can track so that they can make that perfect fingerprint for what the evolution of creation, that's that word again. There's a theme, better put in the notes, mm-hmm. Creation. There's a theme of creation that you're talking about here that you spun together marvelously with a little help. Well, maybe we help. We don't know yet. Help's relative. We'll see if it helped or not. But it comes to a place where you can now decide that you figure out what creation is. Meaning, if you have to fall from grace, to come back to your realm and reign, R-E-I-G-N, eternally, at a one-shot coronation, then you do. And if you do, then it simply becomes the way that they will prove the difference between a little man and God. And that's what DNA will be used for. You will present your papers. You know how you're fixing to become a citizen? Silliest yep. thing we ever heard of. But you're fixing mm-hmm. to become a citizen so that you'll have your traveling papers. Well, yes. When you become a god, that's what they'll use to show your papers are in order.
As they'll god, show the change in the DNA.
You will not be subject to their ridicules of laws.
Right, but when you said they'll show the papers, will show the
your DNA.
Ridicule? Yeah, something will happen to DNA.
Ridicule is a pocketbook.
But you're saying something will change in the DNA that they'll have to acknowledge, and that'll show your
RNA is going to change the DNA to such a thing that you won't be a subject to we the people anymore. And now you're
right now you
sign up for we the people. It's the silliest thing we ever heard.
We know that we're changing the DNA and making 144,000 double helix strands. Is there something else
the only reason you
that
know
you're trying
is
to point out right now?
You. Yeah, the distance between the RNA and the DNA is coming closer, finally. You're actually making a little bit of progress. Your own accident doing well.
All right, so is that heaven merging with Earth? Cellularly, that's the RNA looking like the DNA?
It's a cliched archetype, but yeah, it works. It works.
Okay.
Better than some of your other ganders and gaffes.
Well, you just laid out. Can I broadcast that, or is that for us to keep secret for a while?
We can't pan it back and make sure it doesn't out you too far, but otherwise we can't stop you, Bob. You know how you go. There's nothing we could do. There's nothing we could do. Bob, there was nothing we could do. Nothing. We did all we could. There's nothing we could do. So you just got to go.
Okay,
nothing we can do.
So I'm a showman. I like to have new content to impress the people. All right? So we can't stop Bob doing that.
Show me. Show,
I want to impress the people with
man,
what I can talk
man.
About. Is that going to lead to problems? Should I curb that?
Okay. You're okay. Just keep it. Make sure it's sensical to you because you're going to have to defend it and have conversation because you're always going to have love job come back and ask some ridiculous, inappropriate question because he doesn't even know where he is along what you're talking about and ask the question about it that you then have to explain. And if you don't even have a clue what you're talking about, you're not even going to be able to explain to a love job what the hell you're talking about. So you might as well just get a doobie and get high and forget about it. Don't worry about it and call it a good day. The money you spend at Achieve Radio, you should buy good LSD and call it a day and just check out.
So we have now talked about the RNA and DNA. Is there more on that topic, or is that it? You've laid out the basic parameters of what's going to happen.
Well, that's the basic parameters. But now that should then give you thinking positions to engage that you can. And you don't have to do that now. That's just now. It becomes like a line, and then you start following the line. You know how it goes.
Right.
It bumps. You run it. It bumps. It's good. It's all happy.
What would be another idea? That was really good. Another idea you'd like to hear about?
Cover ground. Cover ground. Ground cover. Cover ground. So what you have is the shell of your earth is not the shell of your earth. And you've never asked this before. You've talked about everything from the yarmulke to the degrees to the parallel to the ups and the downs, the over and the others, where the world is flat and what's the end of the world, the world's in, and what Torchwood, how Torchwood goes, how Queen Victoria got there, what she meant when she did it, and how King George II, and how all the other lines and lineages hook together that come back into this circular, homogeneous, hemographic phlegm called creation that hooks those together is the simple line of the distance between the earth, the shell, the cover, the ground cover, and creation. The ground cover and creation. What if heaven were just under the cover of the ground?
Right. You've got the magma, the molten core. Then you might have something else, don't know what it's called. Then you get to the rocks beneath the cover, and then you get to the cover.
Well, we think anybody's bedroom activities is their own business, so just leave the damn whores out of it, Bob.
But which one of those words referred to whores? Magma?
The one that you said, like core.
Like the core. Oh, I said the core. You thought I said whore.
We said, okay. And then you talk about the covers and pulling up the covers and the magma and all these different things. We were getting all hot and getting all, but Clint, we were getting all excited. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be orgasm time. Bob, you've done it again. Bob, stop, 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 stop. You're just doing it over and over and over. It's not stop. It's never ending. We can't contain ourselves. Oh, that was wonderful. Okay, next.
Okay, did we finish the ground, the connection between the magma, the cover ground, the soil, and ascension? What is the? I don't think ascended people would imagine they live in an environment of geology.
The inner self, your inner self can reveal these.
Can reveal the magma, the core, the ground core.
It has nothing
what
to do
role
with
is?
Intelligence. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with education. It has nothing to do with entertainment. It has nothing to do with skill. It has nothing to do with art. It has nothing to do with humanity. Makes
it's the process of the outer kingdom?
Sense. Dollars and cents. Sense of humor.
But no, is it the process of the outer kingdom you're describing when you go into the magma, the outer core, the inner core, the ground cover? Is that outer kingdom?
Yeah. Well, no, you're trying to convince them that Bob's your uncle, Joan of Ass.
You made a big deal out of this now. You spiral keyed it off into a wiggling tail, and the other end's not wiggling.
The world ends tomorrow and you may die.